Star Girl. She returned after a week, and nobody knew what to say. So we said nothing. We passed secret notes speculating about the little green men, the probes. We muffled our laughter when teachers glared. The experiments, the food. Did aliens eat? She wasn't thinner, but something about her had changed. We knew she must have a microchip implanted somewhere. Some of us regarded her with jealousy, the girl who had seen swirling galaxies and stars, the girl who had watched Earth grow tiny and vanish, not just its clouds and mountains, but its gym classes, sick mothers, pimples, homework. She was valedictorian, and in her speech, she talked about the value of hard work and family. Nothing about being sucked up into a UFO and tilting through the universe for an entire week. Nothing about what it was like to be returned to Earth and find herself struggling out of the woods, her arms scratched and her clothes torn, relieved to be home. Or had she wished to stay? Was that why she wouldn't talk about what had happened? Maybe she'd fallen in love with a spaceman. They had a space baby. A week passed, like 30 years, and then she was beamed back down to the planet of her childhood, a land she didn't belong to anymore. She returned from college in the summer, then less often. We'd see her at the mall with a man, then a little girl, then pushing her mother in a wheelchair. We began to forget why we'd feared and envied her, and then someone would say, "The UFO." And we'd try to remember if she had ever actually said anything about spaceships or aliens or the tiny Earth disappearing far below her, or why she'd gone into the woods alone, or why she was chosen and we were not. We married, had children, divorced or didn't. Some of us moved away, but many of us stayed in the town where we lived all our lives. Sometimes, late at night, drunk and tired, hopeful or hopeless, we'd drive out to the remaining patch of woods just beyond the town. We parked our cars and wandered into the dark. We gazed up and picked out the North Star, the Big Dipper, and Venus. Most of us knew that when you looked at the sky, you were looking into the past, and those of us who hadn't learned it from a book could feel it in our hearts. Hadn't we made out around bonfires once? Hadn't we danced to mixtapes? The only lights that swung through the trees came from cars driven by Earthlings, just as tired, drunk, hopeful, or hopeless as we were. We'd listen to a distant engine cut off, watch the headlights blink out. Sometimes we heard a great sigh or a sob. Sometimes, not always, we got up the nerve to call out a greeting across the darkness.